The Blue Ridge commuter net, your net control tonight is KJ4WZM, Kilo, Juliet, 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. My name is Daniel, my location is Traveler's Rest. An interest in promotion of amateur radio and is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. Mr. Peters, owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM. Not them, but I do have a whole list of pre-net check-ins I'm about to recognize. I took a quick count of these, and it looks like 27. I'm going to count them up again in just a second to verify. So this is a lengthy list, so y'all bear with me. Control would like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred, and 4IEI, Isla. They're in Traveler's Rest tonight. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mail and Prosperity. KO4ZYX, Daniel and Woodruff. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, Andy from Table Rock. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. WU2T, Rusty and Moore. KW4TS, Jim in Pilser. KQ4AIZ, Chase from West Union. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher. W4DJW, Dave in Greer. KO4NNH, Fred in Pelzer. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. WLL, Leroy and Taylors. KO4CEF, Andrew and Inman. KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville. KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville. KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville. K3DOV. That is the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. Actually, I remember these people used to check in a long time ago. These aren't strangers to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. They used to check into the net about 10 years ago, back when I first got licensed. Alright, next, after that, we have KM4JWP. Brian in Rutherford. K3JTD, Jim in Buffalo. Make these real quick. Y'all bear with me 1 second. 7 of them, 28 including me. So now we will begin our net looking for check-in number 29. Are there any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, John, Brown Summit, and I'll have a comment.
Net control, please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Juliet, Whiskey, Charlie. WA4JWC, my name is Al, Alpha Lima. We're located in Star, South Carolina. We have no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
KN4RJN, that's John from Brown Summit, and WC, that is Al in Star. John, you said you are sticking around for comments tonight, correct?
This is KN4RJN, roger that, buddy.
I appreciate it. I've got you marked down for comments. Looks like that wraps it up for Echolink stations. For now, we'll check back with them periodically. All right, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGG2 portion. So that being Friday night, we'll begin with stations Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Control. Kilo, Echo, Zero, Uniform, X-ray. This is Joe. I'm back up on Mount Pester this evening. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is everybody on the net.
Yankee Hotel, Yankee. Name's Jim in Greenville. Negative and negative.
Oh. And Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
K0UUX. That is Joe up on Mount Pisgah. K04YHY. That is Jim from Greenville. And W4WOZ. Rod from the land of Waz. And there is one more station in there that is not making the repeater very well at all. If you would like to, go ahead and try to move around. If you have a portable station like a HT or a mobile radio, try to move around some and see where you can hear my signal a little stronger, and watch the little S meter on your radio. See if you might be able to get in better. I'll go ahead and give you a shot at getting in. So the station that was trying to get in, if you were not recognized, go ahead and try to check in again.
W4HI. Name's Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. Seneca, no traffic.
Check me in out of turn. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Tango, India, Quebec. Then I'll be short time.
W4HI, that is Bruce in Seneca, and KJ4TIQ, that is Phillip in Easley. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4WZM. What's next? A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight, but I would like an informal with KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down in Joanna, if he checks in.
Oh. Daniel, please check in, November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
Paul. Kilo, Charlie 2, Delta, Quebec, Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
Control. Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, this is Doug and Walhalla, negative and negative, 73 and a half.
Now I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're all at home in Piedmont tonight. Next up, I've got KI4DOS, that's Gary, K3JOY, his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. They're at home at Easley tonight. Then I have N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, KC2DQV. That is Bob and Gray Court and N4AHO, Doug and Walhalla. Gary, would you like to call your station, or would you like me to wait until he checks in?
Daniel, whatever you want to do, KI4DOS.
Call him if you'd like, and if he's not on, I'll stop him when he checks in.
Well, thank you. KD4SRR, KD4SRR, KI4DOS.
This is KD4SRR. Go ahead.
Hey, Robert. That antenna is a Nagoya. November Alpha Golf Oscar Yankee Alpha TB320A. It's a Tango Bravo 320 Alpha. It is a 2 meter 220/440, and it screws into an SO239.
Well, that's a present, a genuine Nagoya. I do appreciate you checking on that. And if I may, to the indulgence of the net, did you find a mag mount base that would fit it? Over.
If you were looking for a mag mount base, I've got a trunk mount for it, but that's all I've got. It's a trunk mount. It's not a magnetic mount.
That'll work. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that'll work. That'll still allow me to put magnets all over the roof, and I can just leave it, put it back there, and forget about it. That'll be perfect. Yeah. Well, I do appreciate that. If there's anything else, we'll talk about it next week. Anyway, this is KD4SRR, I guess, back to the net.
Okay, Robert. See you with it next week, and we'll talk at you about it then. KI4DOS, back to net. Thank you, Daniel.
And, Robert, would you like me to go ahead and check you in?
Yeah, we'll go through the whole script. This is KD4SRR Robert at his usual QTH of the QT on his QIT in Clinton, South Carolina. And I have a comment for the RAG-2 and a question for the RAG-2 that I will promise I will keep brief this time. Back to net control.
I got you marked down for comments, and I'll hang around after the net until I fall asleep. So I got you marked down for comments, and we'll holler at you later on. 4SII, that's Robert. He's in Clinton this time at the QT over there, I guess, on exit 54, I think. Yeah. Yep.
Commerce and activity this Friday night.
I'll probably stop by there on Monday morning on my way down to Columbia. I end up heading down that way a lot, and I always roll in there. All right, we'll go ahead and check for any more stations. One last call for Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KJ4 to Louisiana.
If you will, please check in and out. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango. WX4DAT, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia. Send me through your wall. God bless.
Hi, WX4DAT. That is Danny from Gastonia. Got you checked in, Danny. All right, we'll go up to E3H now. Echo 3 Hotel. Call KJ4WZM.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HX. Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And I will be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you for calling at 73.
KO4HKX. That is Patrick in Penrose. Any other stations? Ether H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler. Let's stick around for a short comment tonight.
4EZM, that is Harry and Candler. And Harry, sounds great. I've got you marked down for a short comment. And I actually have some news to tell you, so excited about that. I haven't talked to you in a little while now. I guess I'll make one last call, Ether H, and then we'll move up the alphabet. Any stations, Echo through Hotel, Ether H, call KJ4WZM. I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KJ
OJ4WZM. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, back in town. Call sign KC4MFK. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Nice. KK4JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. And KK4JBQ, that is Larry. And he brings along with him his better half, KC4MFK, Miss Donna, and she is at home in Greer. Hey, Larry, I can't remember. Where did she go for her trip, and did she have a good time?
She went to Hilton Head to stay a week with some friends of hers there, celebrating a 50th anniversary, wedding anniversary, and four birthday parties in the group. It was a party every night. KK4JBQ.
That's awesome, Larry. I have a funny Hilton Head story. Would you like to hear it? I'll keep it brief.
Control, brief is fine. KK4JBQ.
So one time, me and my buddy Nathan, KJ4RQZ, me and him went down to Hilton Head Island to go hang out for a little while. And I don't remember how long we were there, a day or two maybe. But we went down the beach, found a public beach access point. It was like halfway down the island. And I looked on a map. We were hungry and thirsty, and I looked on a map. And I seen that what appeared to be just around the corner was this cute little place called Salty Dog Cafe. It's actually at the far end of the island. And I didn't realize at the time how big Hilton Head Island was. Well, it turned out to be 5 miles from where we were at. And he and I walked all the way down there. I was like, it's right around the corner. It's right around the corner. Well, like almost 2 hours later, we finally arrived there. He was about fit to strangle me then. And we got all the way down there. He said, look, I'm not walking back. So I ran 5 miles. It took me about 40 minutes to run that, 38, maybe something like that, back to my vehicle. I ran all the way back to my vehicle to go get it because he refused to walk. And after that, any time I went somewhere and I said it was just around the corner, he just gave this look at me and he'd say, just around the corner, just around the corner. You know what happened last time you said that. KK4JBQ, KJ4WZM.
Now, Daniel, that sounds like a bad movie. And you were the star. Have yourself a good night, Daniel. It's great to hear your voice. And everyone, do have a good night. 7-3.
Thank you for the evening, Larry. Whenever someone says Hilton Head Island, that's what I remember. And if Nathan was around, he'd just give me this glare as soon as he heard Hilton Head Island, because that's how I tormented him. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and continue on with I through L. Any other stations? India through Lima. Call KJ4WZM.
Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. Please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey Echo. Larry and Peacock, no traffic, no coming.
KJ4WZM, this is KO4NUE. Please check in. Me and my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Our location is Campobello tonight. We'll be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net, sir. You're doing a wonderful job.
This is
KF4RYP. They're at home in Campobello tonight. Next up, I've got K4OIM. That's Walt and Inman. And KF4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Let's see here. We'll try Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KJ4WZM. KJ4WZM. PQA, that is Steven in Greenwood. Sorry about forgetting Echolink, Steven. I've got you checked in though. We'll try any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
No comment, I'll be monitoring.
Kilo, Kilo, 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Bill and Cowpens. Negative.
Come again with your call real quick, I missed it. WB8RON, that is Ed and Brevard, and KK4TRJ, that is Bill and Cowpens. We'll go ahead and open it up to the big group now, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM.
In Kilo, Charlie 4, Yankee, Lima, Charlie, KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. You're doing a great job.
Good to you, David.
Hello. KC4YLC, that is David and Whitmire. We'll go ahead and make one last call, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, before we go to Rag 2. If you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM. Here any more check-ins. So this is Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of that with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the Rag 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. Hang on one second. KG. First up, I have KN4RJN, John from Brown Summit. How are you doing, John?
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Daniel. Not a whole lot happening over here. Had a little rain earlier. There is a meteor shower tonight, the Delta Araquids, which come out of the constellation Aquarius, which will happen somewhere late this evening into early tomorrow morning, about 15 to 20 meteors per hour. I'm probably not going to see squat up here because we had a late afternoon thunderstorm and then clouds moved in, so I'm probably not going to see squat. But the other thing is the Chinese rocket body, which is currently estimated to be, currently estimated to make landfall or come into the atmosphere and crash somewhere into the Earth. They're estimating it now on the 30th of July, which is tomorrow, at 18:16 UTC, 4 hours behind that, so make that 14:16 or 2:16 in the afternoon. And I noticed they've calculated that down to the minute, but they've put a margin of error on it of plus or minus 5 hours. So anywhere from 9 in the morning till 7 at night tomorrow afternoon, you think that thing's going to come down. They'll try and narrow that down a little bit. And again, it'll land somewhere between 41 degrees north latitude and 41 degrees south latitude, which includes everything from Boston to south of Australia. So if you're out, and while it will be, it will make a big hole in the ground, it won't necessarily be cataclysmic. So you're out sometime in that time and you see a bright light in the sky, take a picture. Go out and watch the meteor shower.
I'll have to check that out. Meteor shower sounds really cool. And hopefully everything goes okay with re-entry into Earth's atmosphere on that other as well. That's pretty exciting. I'm always pretty fascinated with space stuff, whether it's good photographic chances for eclipses or the moon, or really interesting stuff like meteor showers and rocket launches and things like that. That's always really, really neat. Another thing that I like to do is watch the International Space Station go overhead from time to time. I've always enjoyed that. It actually crosses Earth every 90 minutes. And during the few hours after sunset to the few hours before sunrise, there's often chances to watch the International Space Station go overhead. It's in general visible for about 3 minutes as it goes. So that's kind of interesting if you ever get a chance to look at that. I like watching that thing. It's pretty neat.
It is KN4RJ, and yeah, I have an app on my phone that tells me when that thing's going to be over invisible. But I did see it several years ago when the space shuttle was actually going up there and docking with it. And fortunate enough, it was over where I was at, and I could watch the space. You could spot the space shuttle, very, very dim light in the sky, as you can imagine, move towards the International Space Station, and you could see the two little dots of light come together where they docked. But yeah, if the Chinese booster rocket should land in your backyard, go out and buy a lottery ticket, because the odds are astronomical that it will land anywhere in a populated area, even though the footprint for where it could land encompasses 88% of the population of the Earth, but also there's a whole lot of water in that area. So one of the tracks, one of the outer tracks of the pop might come down, actually runs right through what appears to be the Carolinas. So, you know, we might get lucky. Who knows? But hopefully it'll land in the ocean somewhere and not bother anybody but a few fish. But in any event, Daniel, you have a good evening. I'm going to say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RGN, and I am clear.
Don, you have yourself a great evening. International Space Station today is actually going to be visible in just a few more minutes, but it won't really be a good shot. It'll be really low on the horizon. It says it's only 22 degrees above the horizon line, which isn't much at all. It'll be visible around 9:57 this evening, and it will be towards the north as it goes overhead. So if you have a good view to the north, you may get to see it. The next, there's a really good chance of seeing it at around the same time on July 31st, around 9:55 p.m. From 9:55 to 10 o'clock, there's going to be a really good one. It's going to go really close to overhead. And that is July 31st, which is, let's see here, pulling up my calendar, and that is going to be Sunday at about this time. So that's pretty exciting. I'll probably go outside and look at that. But good talking with you, John, and we'll catch you later on down the line. Appreciate you hanging around for comments. I have a check-in on Echolink text message I wanted to recognize real quick. I have KG4ZLX. That's Dana from Seneca. Additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Call KG4WZM.
Museum. Check-in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on that.
KO 4, UNI, Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform, November, India. Brian and Sergeant, I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize K4XB, that's Tommy from Southern Greenville County, and KO 4, UNI, Brian in Powdersville. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Now, so we'll go ahead and move up the list here. We've got, next up, we have KD4SRR. That is Robert, and he's over there in Clinton. What's going on with you, Robert? What's new? Call KJ4WZM.
Unit Control, I'm here watching a sea of humanity coming and going about their business. And it inspired me to ask a question and also to make a comment. I'll do the comment first. Folks, the 891s are just about gone. And I'm worried that Yazoo, the price will be much more expensive. So I've got one on reserve. Don't you try for it. You can have the other one. And but HRO, all of them, they're out. And I don't know. I guess I'll add a question to that. Does anyone know right off the bat if Yazoo's getting ready to introduce an 891B or another model of just HF 6, excuse me, yes.
So, in answer to that, I don't have any way of knowing about any upcoming radios. I don't think most of us do either, unless we work for a place like Yazoo or one of them. HRO might have a guess, but that would be about it. I don't know. I don't know much about their goings on. I do know that there's been a lot of supply issues with any kind of electronics, so that's possibly a concern there. They might just be out of parts.
Isn't that radio been out a little over 3 years now? I didn't know if it was time for Yazoo to put out something new, if that was their business cycle or whatever, over.
10-4 DJ CG,
Check out the 891 or 991?
891.
Okay, I'm not familiar. I know 991 is out. It's been gone for a while. 991, they replaced it, and they got a new one coming out in September. I think it's called the FT710TX or something. It's supposed to compete with the 7300 ICOM. It's not going to have 2 or 440 on it, but it's going to have the rest of the bands, including 6 meters. I think it's going to be priced about the same as the 7300. That's the only one I know about right now.
Well, that gives me the reason to believe that, you know, maybe September is when Yazoo's going to put out their 2023 radios. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that, and maybe I can still get an 891. We'll see if my ship comes in before they ship out. Well, the next comment and question I had for the group was using Echolink. Does anyone have any recommendations of particular nodes that come to mind that they would suggest as being great to monitor for activity? Something that's kind of like the hot links that they can think of, a couple of them. So when I'm just sitting around smoozing on the internet or whatever, I can and check them out. And I do have pen and pencil.
TD4SRR, KO4NUE, you ready to copy?
Yep, I'm ready.
Echo, 2 Echo 0, Alpha India Victor dash L. That's a Scotland All-Star repeater in Scotland. That's the other country, Ireland, Scotland area, I guess.
Tell me about that one.
Yeah, I'll have to brief up on my Scottish.
Or who knows, they might like the way we talk. But thanks for that. I will check that out, definitely. So we thank you. And if anyone else has a quick suggestion, I would most greatly appreciate it. Over.
Hang on. You ready for another one?
Wait.
Foxtrot 5, Kilo, Tango, Romeo, Dash, Lima. That's Paris, France.
The hoot. Got one more. Or more. I'm all ears.
All right. That and this repeater. But those are pretty interesting to listen to.
Myself getting in a lot of trouble on a French repeat node, but we won't talk about that. Well, anyway, that's all I had tonight. That comment on the 891s, they're going, folks, going, almost gone. But leave me one. And then the deal about the node. So we appreciate it. I guess I'll say back to you, Network Control. This is KD4SRR.
Good. Hopefully you're able to get a radio soon. I hope your ship comes in for you in a timely manner as well. And good luck on the Echolink nodes. That sounds like it'll be some pretty exciting stuff right there. I just like listening to people with different accents get on and talk. It sounds funny to me. I like that. I might have to check out some different Echolink nodes from different countries sometime. That would be kind of neat. But hopefully everything works out for you soon, and we'll holler at you later on down the log. Thanks for jumping in and hanging around for Rag Chew. KD4SRR, KJ4WZM. You have a good night. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Call KJ4WZM.
Mike 4, Echo, Foxtrot, Tango, Shannon, and Hendersonville.
KM4 EFT, that is Shannon and Hendersonville. Any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. We'll go ahead with our next one up for Rag-Chew, and that's KC4 EZN. How are you, Harry? Call KJ4WZM.
J4WZM, do you have anybody else on? Daniel, I need to be gone for a couple of minutes.
At this second, no, I don't. Would you like to holler back at me? It is 10 o'clock. I could close the net out, and you can call me on the radio when you come back. I'd like to talk to you for a little while.
Okay, let's do that. KC4EZM.
I'll fill in for a few minutes while Harry's going in for DJC.
How are you, Jerry?
Too good. Did you ever work out anything on the satellite?
Need to figure out where to get more power from. I've got access to about 100 watts of 2 meters. I've got a decent antenna. It's, well, I don't know what it's called. Gary, are you still around? What is the name of the antenna that I got, if you are around? KJ4WZM, you still around, Gary? I don't hear him on here. That's fun. The antenna that I've got is like a 13-element, 2-meter antenna. And my guess is that it should do a pretty good job at satellites and stuff like that, but I haven't given it a shot yet as far as that goes. I still need to do that.
You need dual band. You gotta have a 2-meter and a 70-centimeter antenna. Because you know, there's nothing out there that's on 2 meters up and down. Most of them are either 2 meters up, 70 centimeters down, and vice versa.
Another antenna then.
And I sent some stuff to you. I didn't know whether it was enough information for you or not. You don't need anything complicated as long as you got a dual band 2-meter rig. You don't need a lot of power. You know, 10 watts, 15 watts at most is about all you need, really. You just need to have something to point the antenna in the right direction. For that matter, you can work them with vertical. You know, a lot of people work with vertical antennas, you know, if they're fairly low. It's not too low on the horizon.
Will a 70-centimeter vertical work?
Yeah, you have a, you know, if you got a dual band, you know, vertical antenna for 2 and 70, you know, it would be fine. You just got to have something on, you know, you got to have something on receive and be able to, mobile rigs work really good. You don't need to run a lot of power on them, but you probably run a little more power on a vertical than you would on a, than on a, 2 beams or, you know, something like that. A lot of guys work them, like I said, you just can't work anything real low on the horizon. If it's, say, 40 degrees or something like that above the horizon, you can work them pretty well with that. Especially the ISS, because it's going, it's not, I mean, because it doesn't tumble or anything. It's got the antenna toward the back of the spacecraft, and it doesn't move. It just, you know, they run a good bit of these, run 15 watts or so, so you got a real good signal on that, that particular, that particular spacecraft.
I'll give that a shot sometime. I need to do that. I have not done that yet. I have gotten really, really busy. But thank you for the reminder that you had sent me that stuff. I do remember it now that you mentioned it. But honestly, I had a lot go in one ear and out the other, figuratively speaking, recently because I got tied up in some projects that I've been working on. I actually made a lot of good progress on my projects, but I got kind of sidetracked doing that stuff, so I kind of forgot.
Use for you, Daniel. It doesn't get any better as you get older. As far as stuff going in one ear and going out the other, it gets no better, I can assure you that. And it's just one of the facets of the hobby. A lot of people like to, yeah, it's just something to try at some point in time when you get, you know, if you get bored of some of the other stuff. But when the other guy was talking about the 891 Yazoo, John Crook is a Yazoo USA guy, and they don't mention anything until it's been leaked or announced. So they won't announce ahead of time that they got something coming out until they get it here from Japan, usually. And, you know, they've changed radios, you know, several times in the last 2 years because of lack of components. It would surprise me if the 891's out of stock, they don't change to something else. If they do, it's just like he was saying, it's going to be more expensive, I'm sure.
As technology develops, everything costs more than the time before. I remember there was a time when new technology started costing less and less, but then it flipped and it started going more and more and more and more.
So that's kind of sad, but I guess it is what it is now.
T-91 is like a portable type radio. The 991 is, and 991A, that's kind of their, entry-level, so-called entry-level radio, I guess, now. But this guy, the 991A's got 2 meters of 440. This Ewan is an SDR, and there's not much information of it. It's just a 160-6. It doesn't have the two VHF, UHF. And my understanding was, based on the European price, it's meant to compete with the ICOM 7. I don't know whether it will or not. It looks pretty nice, but, you know, it depends on how well it performs.
Yeah, this is KD4SRR. Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of researching here on the World Wide Web, and it looks like Yazoo, maybe this new radio will be somewhere in between the 991 and where the 891 was. In other words, it's going to be more digital, but that's the only thing I can get. I will tell you this, too, ICOM is trying to really liquidate the 718. Of course, it's really more of a base station, and also, it is as basic an HF as you can get. It, I don't think it even has a USB port. I may be wrong, but it's no knock to ICOM. The 891 is a whole lot better on the receive section, according to everyone.
18 has been around a long, long time. It was always a very basic radio, and the radio's coming out in September, though, looks exactly like a 991. It does not look like an 891 at all. It weighs 9 pounds. It's not even the same ballpark size for weight-wise as 891 is. But there's been some chatter out there about them coming out with a radio to compete with ICOM 7300, even the 705 QRP. But the 710 they're coming out with, it's, in Japan and United Kingdom, a lot of the licensees they're limited to 10 watts. So Yazoo's making a 10-watt version of that radio, a 50-watt for some of the Japanese market, and then they got a 100-watt version for the rest of the world, for the U.S. and the rest of the world. But it's not comparable to an 891. I think it's going to be around maybe $1,100 maybe, but it's not going to be close to what you can get an 891 for right now.
Roger that. Yeah, they get up there in the $1,100 to $1,200 range. That's going to be a budget buster and going to be a sad Robert down here in Johanna. It'll just have to go with a legacy radio. But, you know, if you're going QRP, you hate doing it, but the Zygus, or Zygus, however you pronounce it, they're giving them all a run for the money. And they've got the digital stuff and... You know, they're under $500. So, you know, if I was to go that route, but I hope I don't have to. I want a 891.
The ICOM 705, I like mine a lot, but it's got VHF, UHF, and D-Star, and it does all the digital modes, too. But it's a portable radio. It works good for 10 watts, and it's got a lot of other stuff on it, too, that works well for me. But anyway, Daniel, you might want to pick it back up again. Harry may be back in.
Good. I'll go ahead and pick it back up.
One last thing here. Appreciate giving us the Scottish All-Star node. But when I went there, it said connect. And then all of a sudden, I got the rejected. What does the message say? Connect failed. Cannot connect to that node. Unauthorized. What did I do wrong? Or what do I need to do? Over.
Got no clue. Is chat around? I don't know anything about Echolink. I only know how to use it on this repeater.
The one worked all right. There's not much traffic, but any traffic. But Scotland put up the wall, man.
None looked.
Oh, Scottish, you know, it's Clinton is actually Clinton, you know, where the T is sweet and the T is silent. So, by the way, this is KD4SRR, back to net.
That's a good one. The town is, if that's their motto.
57. By an act of city council. But you know, I had a great grandma that was first generation from Scotland, and I never heard her call the place, you know, her drop her T's. In fact, she was a school marm, a school teacher. I never did say, I'm from Scotland. Over.
Yep, I know what you mean. That's kind of funny. I have a silent letter in my last name. My last name is spelled B-E-L-K-N-A-P, and the K is silent. It might as well be pronounced B-E-L-L-N-A-P, because that's the way it's pronounced.
My name was always mispronounced, even by my mother. It's Brian with a Y, but everybody called me Brian. I was like, Salt Brian. Brian. So that's the reason I decided to just go with my first name, Robert.
That's pretty funny right there, Brian. Hilarious. Or Braun. That's pretty funny, though.
Losing, actually. You know. Brian! Topo!
A bird. That's hilarious. Robert, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and check for more check-ins and then holler back at Harry.
C4EZF.
More check-ins real quick. I don't think I'll have any, but it's worth a shot. We'll see. I'll be right back to you. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Figured it was about wrapped up. So, KC4EZN, how's your week been, KJ4WZM?
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN, been a pretty good week. It's been hot, stayed inside, got the grass cut, and the rain has sort of semi-held off, which is okay, because that means the grass grows slower. Before I forget my comment, I was listening to the earlier comments on the different radios and talking about this radio doing digital and all that stuff. When I first started doing digital radio, I was doing it on my Tintec Corsair 2, which is a radio that was designed somewhere in the early to mid 80s. I purchased it in the early 90s, and it does not know what a computer is, but I started out doing JT65, and then, you know, did the other modes that I had software for. So don't be overwhelmed by the ads to say this radio will do digital. Now, I know some of the radios will decode PSK31 and Reedy, say don't let those ads overwhelm you with greatness. Most of the digital modes are sound card modes, which means that you're sending a audio or tone signal over your radio, which is the same thing that we're doing right now with our mouth instead of our computer. But anyway, enough of that. Be real curious to see what they do with the radios. I got a funny feeling that there is a container somewhere out in Harvard, San Diego, that's got a bunch of radios in it. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, what kind of good stuff have you been into, Daniel? KC4EZN.
That's pretty interesting about the digital modes and things like that. I actually have never, ever one time used digital on HS. That's something that I really need to do. Never done it. That'd be kind of neat, too. I've played around a wee little bit with digital on a handheld radio, but I have yet to make my first digital contact. I don't know much about it. I'm not super computer savvy. I'm really, I guess, low-tech when it comes to things like that. I do not know much about electronics. I barely know how to operate them. It's kind of embarrassing because my age group is the one who's always into computers big time, and I survive on Microsoft Word or whatever. I can make it work. I can write a paper or something like that. But that's about as far as I go with computers. And I need to get better at it. It's kind of a weak link I need to fix. I'm going to let the repeater drop for a second. I'll be back.